Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ches, and we are at the first wide line on daf Zayin Amid Beis. So we're continuing along discussing the very first halacha of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which is Lifnei Eideim Shal Ovdei Koychavim Shloisha Yamim Asur Lases Vilases Imahen Lahashivam Vilishal Mehen Lahavoisam Vilvois Mehem Lefairon Vilifrayam Mehem. We saw in the course of some of the Gemaras that we learned that when the Mishnah says Lifnei Eideim Shal Ovdei Koychavim, it's Hain Beloy Eideim, meaning in addition to the Yoim Ha'ed, which is certainly Asur, there's also 3 days prior that are going to be Asur. Point is, the Mishnah is not saying that there are 3 days around the time of the Eid that it's Asur to do Geschäft with the Ovdei Koychavim, but rather there were 4 days. Additionally, we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yishmael said, it's not only Shloisha Lifneim, but it's also Shloisha Lacharei. So it's not 4 days around the time of the Eid that it would be Asur to do business with Ovdei Koychavim. Rather, it's 7 days. Now, the Mishnah on the top of the Zayin Amud Beis, after it brought the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who clearly argues with the Stam Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, brought what seemingly is a third sheet. The Chachamim said, Lifnei Eideim Asur, La'achar Eideim Mutar. And the Gemara asked the obvious kasha, Chachamim Hainu Tainakam, meaning, the Tanakam says Lifnei Eideim Shal Ovdei Koychavim, implying Lifneim Aser Lachareim Mutter. The Chachamim say Lifnei Eideim Aser Lachareim Mutter, not implying Lifneim Aser Lachareim Mutter, but stating explicitly Lifneim Aser Laachar Eideim Mutter. But at the end of the day, what's implied from the Tanakam is Mefurish in the Chachamim, thus Chachamim Hainu Tainakam. And the Gemara had 4 mahalchim to explain what the machloikis must be. In the 4th mahalach, the Gemara said that it could be that we have a misunderstanding of what the Shitas HaChachamim is. The Chachamim said, Lefnei Eideim Asur La'achar Eideim Mutar. They never said how many days. Now, we assume that if the Tanakhama says it's always 3 days, and Rabbi Shmuel says it's 3 days, presumably that's the Shita of the Chachamim as well. But says the Gemara, Mitoich, because we have this big problem, and that is Chachamim Hainu Tainakamo, maybe we could say that really the Chachamim hold that it's not 3 days prior that are Asar, but it's only 1 day prior that's Asar. And there's a precedent for such a Shita. It's the Shita of Nachum Hamadi. Either way, the Gemara now is going to begin with a very brief chazara of this shita of Nachum Hamadi. The Gemara is going to mention how the Chachamim rejected it. And then from there, the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and mention different halachas that were stated by Nachum Hamadi. And as we're going to see, almost all of them were rejected by the Chachamim as well. Says the Gemara Gufa, Nachum Hamadi said, Einei Asur Eliyoy Mech Lefnei Eideyem. So Nachum Hamadi holds like the Chachamim that it's only Lefneiyem, not Lachareyem. But he's even more makel. It's not 3 days prior. It's only 1 day prior. Omer lo, the Chachamim heard what Nachum Hamadi said, and they told him, Nishtake hadavar v'loy nemar. Something like this needs to be forgotten. It should never, ever be said. Meaning, that's just a very dramatic way of saying, we 100% disagree. Faith to Gemara, why would the Chachamim have reacted so viscerally when they heard the Shita of Nachum Hamadi? It's not only Heshita. Didn't we say in the last Iba Yisayim of the previous Gemara that the Chachamim in our Mishnah and Dav Zayin and Mabez are really the Shita of Nachum Hamadi? So if it's not only Nachum Hamadi, it's really the Shita of the Chachamim. So it sounds like this was a real Shita. Why would the Chachamim then have reacted the way they reacted? So the Gemara says it's not shver. You know why? Because man chachamim nachum hamadihu. The chachamim in the Mishnah on the top of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, according to the last Iba Yisayim of the Gemara, are not the majority opinion that punkt holds like nachum hamadi. The chachamim are nachum hamadi, and even though Chachamim are mentioned b'lashon Rabbim, and Nachum Amadi sounds like a yachid, but sometimes you'll find something like that. But the point is, the Chachamim of the Seif of the Mishnah were Nachum Amadi. And as a result, the Taina of the Chachamim to Nachum Amadi would be the same Taina to the Chachamim that are mentioned in the Seif of the Mishnah. If Nachum Amadi luchud and the Chachamim luchud, so how could you have Tainas on Nachum Amadi as if he's some sort of Das Yachid? He's very much not a Das Yachid. He has the Chachamim that agree with him. There were no Chachamim that agreed with Nachum Amadi. The Chachamim that are the Shita of Nachum Amadi are, or grammatically is, Nachum Amadi. As a result, it's a singular opinion, and that's why the Chachamim had the right to say Nishtaka Hadavar V'loy Nema. It says the Gemara Tanya Idach, another brisa that's going to mention halacha that Nachum Amadi said. Nachum Amadi said Moichron lehem sus zachar zakim b'malchama. You're allowed to sell to an Ovid Koychavim a sus, that's a ferd, right? That's a horse. Zachar is a male. Zakan is old. B'malchama, during war. So what's the background to this halacha? So it's really a Mishnah and a sugya that we're going to learn Be'ezah Hashem next week. But coming up in the daf, when we're going to be discussing different halachas that relate to the way the Yid did business and really interacted with the Ovdei Kechavim, we're going to see there's a halacha, it's a Mishnah, that says that you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to an Ovdei Kechavim. And there was a machlokes tanoim, what the reason for that is. Some held that the reason is because if you're going to sell a behema gasa to an Ovid Kechavim, you may end up lending or renting one to him as well. If you lend or rent a behema to an Ovid Kechavim, it's really your behema. The Ovid Kechavim doesn't keep Shabbos. Why would he? He's not even allowed to keep Shabbos. So he's going to end up doing malacha with this animal that you either loaned him or rented to him. When he does that, it's going to come out your animal is doing malacha on Shabbos. Shvisas behemta is an issa deiraisa, and it's for that reason Chazal said, because of a gzeira that you might lend or rent an animal to a guy, you shouldn't sell one to him either. That's one opinion in the Tanam. There's another opinion in the Tanam that says that I agree with all the above, but there's another reason not to sell a behemah gasa to an Ovid Kechavim, and that's because behemah gasas were used in war. So whereas today people use tanks, or today it's ballistic missiles, but once upon a time, people used animals. That's how you got around. And being that if you're going to sell a behemah gasa to a guy, it's very possible he's going to use it in a war. It's for that reason you can't sell kli zayin to an Ovid Kechavim. That's self-explanatory. And it's for that reason, additionally, Chazal said, "Ein moichron behemah gasa l'Ovid Kechavim." What's the nafkamina between these two opinions? One of the nafkaminas that's mentioned in the sugi is a sus, a ferd. Are you allowed to sell a horse? Are you not allowed to sell a horse? What are the svaras? If the reason you're not allowed to sell an animal is only because of a gzeira, atu mishum shelo, mishum schiros, and even then it's related to the fact that the guy's going to do melacha, by a horse it's not a problem, because a horse doesn't really work in the field. And as a result, there's no shvisas behema issue that's going to come about from a horse. Now, the only way a person can really do a malacha with a horse is if he rides the horse, or if he leads the horse. That's what's known as lav de mechamer. That's considered more kuladik. And as a result, for that, there's no gzeira of mechira, atu, shayla, v'schiros, because of what the guy may or may not do. If, however, it's related to kli zayin, sus v'roich v'yiram v'ayam. So that, we know for sure, is a very big deal. And as a result, it would be usher for a horse as well. Either way, enters Nachum Amadi, and Nachum Amadi says that be'etzim you're not allowed to sell even a horse. Meaning, I'm sensitive to this kli zayin idea. But if you want to sell a sus, that's a zachar, it's a male, it's also zakin, it's old, b'mulchama, and it's during a shas mulchama, then it's going to be mutter. And the reason Nachum Amadi holds this way is because it's lo shchiach that this sale will ever happen. Because if you're in the arms business, and you're buying klei zayin, and you need a horse right now to go fight a war, you're not going to buy a zachar that's a zakin when it's a shas mulchama. So being that this mechira is loy shchicha, so it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Now the Rishonim talk about, we understand why old b'shas mulchama nobody would buy, but does it matter if it's male or female? This is something that Tosfos talks about. Marsha talks a little bit about that. Ayin Shom. But either way, so this is what Nachum Amadi said, and when he said this, Amalei the Chachamim told him, Nishtaka Dovol Leinemar, we do not like what you're saying. This is ridiculous. Do not ever say this out of your mouth again. Freit the Gemara. What's the big deal? This is not even the most mechudish tegeshita in the whole sugya, because Ben Beseira holds like him. Not only is Ben Beseira hold like him, he even said more than him. The Tanan Ben Beseira mata besos. Ben Beseira said it's always mata besos. Now what's pshat of Ben Beseira? Because he holds we're not even worried about the Kli Zion component. So Nachum Amadi is worried about the Kli Zion component, and as a result, he's machmer usually besos. In this case, he's mekel. But you have such a problem with the Rav walking to Beis Medrash and issuing this kula. At the end of the day, you have a whole shitas Ben Beseira, which was an accepted opinion, and that opinion holds that it's always mutar besos. So Nachum Amadi is not even the biggest mekel. No one ever told Ben Beseira in Ishtaka Dov of Elayin Amaris. For some reason, Nachum Amadi's pshara, his kasav ashlishi amachriya b'neim, they usually asus is also, but where it's like shchicha, nu loy gazer b'er abonim, that you have a problem with. So the Gemara gives a little bit of a dachuktig answer. And the Gemara says, Ben Beseir loy maflik b'en schar and l'nekevas. Ben Beseir didn't make a difference between a zachar and a keva. And the Rishayim speak out, he also wasn't maflik between old and young. But as it relates to Nachum Amadi, midiko maflik b'en schar and l'nekevas, being that he's being maflik between schar and l'nekevas, k'rabbanon tzvir, it's very obvious he holds like the rabbanon, meaning fundamentally he holds that there's a problem selling a behemoth gas into an evik chavim because it's clay zayin ule rabbanon. You want to tell me in the rabbanon there's going to be a time it's going to be muta? I don't want to hear that because people are going to get confused. Nishtaka a double leinam. If you want to tell me shittas ben beseri, say it all day every day. We have no problem with that. But if you're going to start telling me that maybe there's makom to be mekel in the world of dichachamim, that was something that Chazal didn't even want to hear. They said take this out of his medrash right now. Noch tanya another halacha that was stated by Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi, Yomer, Nachum Hamadi said, Hasheves. So Sheves is some sort of plant. The English art scroll says it's dill. So dill, misaser, is obligated in Maisrois, Zera, Viyerek, Vizirim. So the way Rashi explains this is that when people would plant dill, this Sheves, so sometimes they would harvest it when it already developed its seeds. That's Zera. Sometimes they would harvest it when it was Yerek, when it developed leaves, and sometimes they would harvest it when it was Zirin, when it developed shoots. So if somebody's planting this Sheves, we're not farmers, but if somebody's planting this Sheves, so sometimes in his mind, I'm going to wait till it's Zera, sometimes it's Yerek, sometimes it's Zirin. So it says Nachum Hamadi, that if you go ahead and you're malakit this Sheves in a state of Zera or Yerek or Zirin, either way, it's considered Nigmar HaPri, because people do it for this, that, and the other thing, and as a result, you're going to be chayv maisus. Now Rashi says the chayv maisus is only a chayv de rabbanon, and the reason it's only a chayv de rabbanon is because Sheves is not one of the things that's chayv maisus de raisa. What is chayv maisus de raisa? So over the years, we've mentioned there's so many shittas. I think it's 7 shittas in the Rishonim. But the bottom line is that there is a chiyuv ma'aser de rabbanon for sure regarding Sheves, and says Nachum Hamadi, it doesn't matter if you are malakated in the state of where it's already zera or yerek or zirin. Either way, you chayv. Amar lo, the chachamim told him nishtaka dov avalei nema. We disagree. What do the chachamim hold? The chachamim hold that the only time you chayv a ma'aser is if it's already in a state of zera, where the seed has hardened. That's the latest of these three stages. So once it's already in that stage, it's already in the stage of what the farmers would say, Zera, being that that's the Iker reason that people used to plant Sheves, it's then and only then that the Chachamim said, you're going to have to tithe this. And again, the Chachamim vehemently reacted to what it was that Nachum Hamadi said, Freit Gemara, that why all this passion? Isn't this Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? Time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, Hasheves Misaseres, Zerav Yerek Vizirin. This is a Mishnah, by the way. So Rabbi Eliezer said it before in the Mishnah. Nachum Hamadi walks into Beis Medrash, he says something, everybody's yelling and screaming. Rabbi Eliezer said this in the Mishnah. Nu, he has a Tana, the Misayeli, not just a Tana, the greatest of all Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. So the Gemara says, no, the Sheves that Rabbi Eliezer was talking about and the Sheves that Nachum Hamadi were talking about, not the same Sheves. Hasam bidagnu nisa. Rabbi Eliezer was talking about Sheves, Rashi says, Hagadol Begino, that grows in a garden. The roi lechel zerav yerek vizir. It's roi lechel in all three of these stages. Aval agadol besodis einoy nechel yerek elo zerek in chartel. People only eat it when it's in this zera state. And as a result, what Nachum Hamadi was saying, even though it sounds eerily similar to something that Rabbi Eliezer said, aval lemaisa, it's not the same halacha. And that's what they told Mishtaka Dov Leinam. So either way, we have three halachas from Nachum Hamadi. All three times the Chachamim told Mishtaka Dov Leinam. Number one, as it relates to the lifnei edem shalev Chachamim, it's only one day. Chacham didn't like that. Number two, Nachum Hamadi holds like the Chachami, now let us sell a sus, meaning even a sus to an ayvik chavim. But if it's a sus zacher zakim bimul chamim b'chutz mutzal ishchicha, you're allowed to. The chachamim said, according to Rabbanan, there is no din. You want to tell me ben b'seir, tell me ben b'seir. But according to the chachamim, you don't have this nuance. The shtakar davar v'lo yinemar. And then finally, Nachum Amadi said, hasheves misas zera yerik v'zir. And the chachamim said, no way. It's only going to be zera. I Rabbi Yezin. Now that's bid dagnunisa. But when it comes to the one that grows in the field, for sure not. So Amalei Ravachi Bar Menuhmi la'abayis. Ravachi Bar Menuhmi told Abayis, Gavir Rabba Osam Asrin. He says, you know, a shiny came from Mar city. What was the city he came from? He came from the city of Madai, right? He's called Nachum Amadi, which in and of itself is interesting. But either way, so he comes from Madai, and everything he says, it's not fear. Every single thing that comes out of his mouth, right, somehow seems to be a problem. Truth is, there's a Mishnah, Mesechtas Nazar, one another, Tzushtal. The Mishnah over there is talking about the halacha of Hataras Nadara, it's a Nazir, so it's really Hataras Naziros. So if somebody is Makabal Naziros, then he wants to get out of it, so he can go to a Rav, Pesach, and a Charata, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Listen to a Lashon HaMishnah. Vizu Hataos, Ta'a Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi made the following mistake. Because the Nazirim, they were in Gauls, they didn't know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In the meantime, they were Makabal Naziros, and they come to Eretz Yisrael, they want to finish Ten Naziros, and they found out the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. So Amalem Nachum Hamadi, either way, Yisem Yoidim, the Beis HaMikdash Chorev, Yisem Noizrin, Amal Loi Loi, Vitirim Nachum Hamadi, Ukeshaba Hadabar Eitzel Chachamim, the Chachamim said, absolutely no way. But Vizu Ta'os, how many times have Nachum Amadi mentioned in Shas? And it seems like he's mamish getting it from Allah's Zaitin. So we're attacking him, mamish, in Madi. So, Freik de Gemara, Gavri Rabba Asim Yasrin, and Kol Milsa da Omar, Amrili Nishtaka, Dovolay, and Amar Sabah. You told him, why are you saying that? Omar, Ika Chodda Dovtino Gavri. There's one time. There is one time. Not fear. Don't say always. Rubai Kakulai, Nunu. But not every single. There's one time we go, Titania, what's this one time where we follow Nachum Amadi? So again, it's a price. Nachum Amadi, by the way, Nachum Amadi is the most famous for his shout out that he gets in Bamei Madlikin, right? So for those that say Gekavna, maybe they don't know what we're talking about, but in Bamei Madlikin, there's a little shout out to Nachum Amadi. Regardless, so Nachum Amadi said, Shayil Adam Tzrach B'Shamei Tfilo, that a person who is davening for a personal tzara, so said Nachum Amadi, you could, maybe even should, daven for it in Shamei Tfilo. Now, why is this a chiddush? It's a chiddush because Shemoneh Esrei has a certain surah that was set up by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Umehem kam neviim. So Mehecha Teisi have a right to go now and start playing around with the matbeya satfilo, stating that Nachum Amadi said, Shoyel Adam Tzrochit B'Shemeh Tfilo. But this is something we paskin like. Sabaya told Rav Acha Bar Menuhmi. He says, no, there is one time. Omar, I said, Bar Menuhmi, I knew that. But let's be honest, Sabaya, if we're being, right? It's not really because we paskin like Nachum Amadi, because the Talya Bashli Ravavi, this is already a big shayla in the Tanaim. Nachum Amadi grada happens to be one of the opinions who holds Shayla Adam Tzrocha B'Shamei Tfilo. But I don't think we're paskinning like Nachum Amadi per se. It's not called a shout out to Nachum Amadi. This is called like that big famous tumult that many people handled. We grada come out the way that Nachum Amadi also came out. But it's not a shitas Nachum Amadi that we're accepting, because it's really the opinion of many Tannaim. So who are these Ashli Ravavi? So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now that is going to take us to the top of Ches Amud Aleph, and it's really over there that we're going to find out who the Tannaim are that Nachum Amadi was going according to. So it says the Gemara, the Tannaim, we're going to the brisa. It says, so if somebody wants to daven to Hashem for something personal, he also wants to daven three times a day. So he's going to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and he's also going to daven for this personal thing that he's davening for. The question is, what should he daven for first? So Rabbi Eliezer said, first daven for your personal needs, and afterwards, yispala means daven Shemoneh Esrei. Shenema, the pasuk says, Tfilo la'oni ki yatoif, v'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi. So tfilo la'oni ki yatoif, Rabbi Eliezer taiches, means your own personal tfilo. Rashi says kiyatov means he's wrapped by his tzaras, but tefila la'oni kiyatov, and afterwards v'lefnei Hashem yishpoi sichoi, that means Shemoneh Esrei. How do you know v'lefnei Hashem yishpoi sichoi means Shemoneh Esrei? Because ain't sich ela tefila, not just prayer, but the tefillah that we say three times a day. Shenemer vayetze Yitzchak losuach basada, and we know what did Yitzchak do when he went losuach basada? He was masakin mincha. So we see that lefnei Hashem yishvaysichai means mincha, meaning it means the designated prayers. Tefillah ani kiyatev means the ani, the arman, the person that's dealing with some tzara right now. It's his personal tefillah. So first tefillah ani kiyatev, and afterwards lefnei Hashem yishvaysichai. Hence, Rabbi Yehuda Halacha shoyil adam tzracha first, va'achakach yispal b'shua. Maybe b'shua is just the opposite. Yispal va'achakach shol tzracha. First, the person should daven shmoneh esrei, and afterwards he should be yishol tzracha. Remember, the pasuk says eshpoich lefanov sichi again, and what does that mean? Va'yetze Yitzchok lasuach basada. That means tefillah, and afterwards sarasi lefanov agid. That's your personal tefillah. Veitig emara. I hear so. Rabbi Eliezer has a raya his way, Rabbi Shua has a raya his way, so they each can have to defend their positions or fend off the other position, right? Freit Mer Rabbi Eliezer Nami Yoksiv Eshpech Lefon of Sichi, right? Eshpech Lefon of Sichi sounds like first Shmoy Natsmi, then Sarasi Lefon of Agad. Says the Gemara Hachi Kama. Rabbi Eliezer said, this way you read the pasuk, Eshpech Lefon of Sichi, when Bismach has Sarasi Lefon Agad. When I already daven, then it should be Eshpech Lefon of Sichi. So meaning you read it Tzirik Tzivakes, right? You read it out of order. Freit Gemara, for Rabbi Yeshua Nami Yoksiv Tfilo La Ani Kiyato. It says Tfilo Ani Kiyato. And only afterwards, lefnei Hashem yishpasicha. It sounds like Rabbi Eliezer. First, you should be a shoyel tzrachov. Hachi gomer, the same exact teretz. Emosai tefillah ani. When is it tefillah la'ani? When should you be shoyel tzrachov? Bizman shel lefnei Hashem yishpasicha. When you're ready, daven. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Mechti kroy loikamar daiki, but loikamar daiki. Meaning, at the end of the day, you could dray a rois from any one of these rayas however you want. So, why is it that Rabbi Eliezer saw it his way, Rabbi Shua saw it the other way? Meaning, if you have like a good hoichacha this way, a good hoichacha that way, okay, that's like one type of conversation. Here, you can read Tfilo Lani Kiyatev Tnei Hashem Yishpech Sichai, it's being written in chronological order, or it's Tfilo Lani Kiyatev when Vilefnei Hashem Yishpech Sichai. And the same is true for Eshpe, Lefan of Sich, Tzirasi, Lefan of Ag. You can read it in order, or you can read it backwards. You can go either way. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, they're not arguing how to read the Pasuk. Because again, you can read the Pasuk any way you want. They're backing into the Pasuk. The Makar is not the Pasuk. It's just that the way Rabbi Eliezer understands it, this is what the Pasuk is saying. And the way Rabbi Yeshua is reading it, this is the way the Pasuk is meant to be read. But in terms of what the Nakuda Samachlaikis is, but Micah Mifli is something else. And what is it? A person should always be a Sadish Fakish Amaka. And only afterwards he should daven. Minolon, how do you know that? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, Hashem Alikim, Atachi Lois El Haris is Avdecha. Uksiv Basrei, right afterwards, Ebron of the Eretz, Aretz HaTayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was davening Voschanon. And before he says Voschanon, Kiminyin Voschanon, he starts off and he's Mesadeh Shvachet Shalotim, Hashem Alikim, Atachi Lois El Haris is Avdecha. And only afterwards, it's Ebron of the Eretz, Aretz HaTayim. So Rabbi Samloi said, you see from here, that Lo Oilam Yisadir Adam Shvachet Shalmakim Ve'achakach Yisbalo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua holds Yafinim Yimam. Moshe, that we learn from Moshe. So if we learn from Moshe that you have to be Yisad Shvacha and afterwards Mespalo, well, that means that what you're going to have to do is first you're going to have to daven and afterwards you're going to have to be Shoyel Tzrach. Why does it mean that? So Rashi says, because when we daven Shmein Esrei, we're Mekayim this Indian of Lo'olam Yisadar Adam Shvacha Shalmakim V'achakach Yisbalo. It's the bottom Rashi on Zayin Amadeus. Because what we do is the first three of the Shmein Esrei are Avos, Gvurois uktushas Hashem. She'ein bahem tefila elo shevach. There's no tefila in those brachas. All it is shevach. So if a person is going to daven Shmein Esrei, so the memela, he has already the lo'olam yisadir adam shvachay, so afterwards he's followed, he's going to be mekayim nekud. But if you're going to first be shoyel tzrachem, and then you're going to daven Shmein Esrei, where are you going to have the lo'olam yisadir shvachay? So it's because of that knech, says Rabbi Yeshua, this way he's supposed to. Rabbi Eliezer, Sav Rabbi Eliezer says, lo yalfina mi Moshe. Rabbi Leah says, I hear your cheshbon, but I hold, don't bring rice from Moshe. I don't agree, lo ilam yisadu ad mishvach l'shamok v'achakach yisbal. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, did it. Shani, Moshe is different. The Rav Guvre, because Moshe was very great. If you take a look at Rashi, second Rashi on Chesamid Aleph, Gdulas Masov, v'chachmosei Rabba, his actions were great, and his chachma, his intelligence was great. V'no'o loy l'shabeyach, u'lahadif b'shvachi shamelech malchi amlochim. Aval inish ba'alma, michsi kiyora. And this is really based on an idea of l'cha dumia sehila, right? That not everybody is worthy of giving shevach vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is, you have to be on a certain level to be Yisad HaShvach HaShamakim. So someone where he's Yisad HaShvach HaShamakim, it's going to be gag. So for him, for sure, La'olam Yisad HaAdam Shvach HaShamakim, V'achak Kach Yisvah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did what he did. But this is not something that relates to a regular person. The bottom line is, we're in the middle of Nachum Hamadi, right? That's the sugya. So we have a machleks for less Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said that first a person should be shoyl tzrach v'achak Yisvah. Rabbi Yeshua said first a person should daven, and then a person should ask for his own personal needs. What's the tullian? It's tullian whether we have this halach of lo'idam yisadu adam shvachish amag v'achich yisbal. Moshe for sure did it. The real shaila is, do we learn from Moshe? Right? You have to sometimes get to the bottom denominator. What exactly they're arguing about. That's what they're arguing about. They're arguing, do we learn from Moshe or do we not learn from Moshe? What we need is the next sheet. The chachamim say, meaning, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both seem to be presupposing that for sure you can't be Shoyal Tzrach Middle Shmei Nesser, because you can't play around with the Shmei Nesser. So Shaila's I do it before, that I do it after. Believe it or not, it's a machlokes. But in terms of emitting Shmei Nesser, for sure not. The Chachamim said, Shoyal Adam Tzrachov B'Shamei Atil. Nachum HaMadi was the Shitas HaChachamim. So Rav Acher Bar Yumi told Abaye, don't tell me that we accept Nachum HaMadi's Shita because he said Shoyal Adam Tzrachov. Everybody said that. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua held not that way. Oh, but the Chachamim, Oimrim, Loike Devreizeh, Loike Devreizeh. As a result, he wasn't being Nesnachem. Right, he was getting no comfort or consolence from the fact that this is one time where we follow the halacha of Nachum HaMadi. Says the Gemara as a postscript to this little discussion. Am Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shelas Mishmei Dera. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, send the name of Rav. So we know Rav and Rav Shmuel bar Shelas were good friends, right? Shmuel bar Shelas, Rosh Tevis, Shavisi Hashem Lenakdi Samid. But Shmuel bar Shelas is very, very close to Rav. He's also a Mikra Dardiki, he's a Rebbe, he had a son, Rabbi Yehuda, who said over the name of Rav. Even though Chazal said, Shoyal Adam Tzrach B'Shamei Tfilo, who's the Chazal that said it? The Chachamim, Oymer, like David said, it's also Nachum HaMadi. But if you want, even in the individual brachas, at the end of the bracha, if you want to add something, you are allowed to. Rashi says, what does it mean, me'in kol bracha? These Rashis are just geschmack to see inside. If somebody was learning and he couldn't remember his learning, so he can add words, literally, in chayin adas. And in bal tshuva, if he's a bal tshuva, mayrich b'haroitze b'tshuva. V'chein kul. But either way, so this is what Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shela said in the name of Rav. Om Rav Chibar Ashi, Om Rav Chibar Ashi said in the name of Rav. Even though Chazal said a person can be shayil tzrach b'shamei tefila. Im yesh l'chayil b'teich beisai. If a person has a chayil b'teich beisai, oimer b'berchas chayilam, he could say b'berchas chayilam, v'em tzarech l'parnasa, and if he needs parnasa, oimer b'berchas hashanim, he could say it b'berchas hashanim. It's interesting. Rashi's examples were Chinen Hadas and Haroitze Bestruva. The Gemara's examples are Roifei Chaylin and Baruch Aleinu. It's almost like the Gemara is looking out for the Gashmias of the Yid, and Rashi is bavarning the Ruchnias of the Yid. Just interesting. But regardless, we have these two members of Rav. Right, one member of Rav is that in Bol Oimer B'Soiv Kol Bracha Bracha Me In Kol Bracha Bracha Oimer. The second member is that im Yesh Loi Chayla B'Toich Beisai Oimer B'Birchas Chaylan V'Im Tzarech Parnasa Oimer B'Birchas Hashan. Now both of these members were Rav, which is interesting, number one, because Rav, we know, is the big composer of Tfilos, B'Schus Tfilos Rav, like Ivri Alme El Ladavid, something we've mentioned many, many times. But additionally, the Poskim say that really these two Ravs complement each other. So what Rav is saying is two halachas. Rav is saying that we pass like Chacham, we pass like Nachum HaMadi. But at the same time, if you want, besoiv kol bracha u'bracha, me'in kol bracha u'bracha, you could say something. That's the first thing he said. So he's being mechadish, that there's an inyan of saying, in the bracha itself, me'in the bracha, but it should be besoiv the bracha. The second halacha he's saying is, im yesh loy chayla b'toich beisoy v'im tzarech parnasa. And that's being moisif. That even if you want to do it in the bracha, when Rav just said you could do it as long as it's besoifa bracha and it's me'ein the bracha. But even then, it's only if there's a tzayrich. And the tzayrich is, you have a chayla b'teich besoy. The tzayrich is, you need parnaso. Or maybe like Rashi says, you mishakeach talmudah. Or you're about tshuva. So if there's a tzayrich, then you could do it. So if somebody has parnaso, and he doesn't feel he has to daven for parnasa per se. So then by Shemei Tfila, you daven that Eibusha should continue to shik parnasa and everything should remain the way it is. But you don't have a gerecht in Baruch Aleinu, or if somebody's gesund, right? He went to the doctor and he passed his physical. The doctor gave him a clean bill of health. Halavai Vayter. Okay, a person like that, so he doesn't have a right to add language in Rifayenu. Even if it's Besoif de Bracha, even if it's Me'ein de Bracha, you're not going to be... These two halachas complement each other. Number one, Besoif Bracha, Me'ein de Bracha, that's the first chelik, and the second chelik is, it's only if there's a real... Tzorich, yesh loy choyle b'toich besoy, v'im tzorich l'parnas, as I state in the poiskim in Shulchan Aruch. I'm Rabbi Shulchan Levi. Rabbi Shulchan Levi said, afak b'sham r'shoyle adem tzorich b'shmei tfilo, even though we said, shoyle adem tzorich b'shmei tfilo, avalam bol, loyme achar tfilosoy, afilu kesedu yoyim ha-kipurim. If you want, after davening, to go kesedu yoyim ha-kipurim, he's allowed to. Now, two things. First of all, the poiskim say, this could mean, not after davening, like you finish davening, you come home and... You now want to sit down, of course, that's Pashat. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even if it's a middle valley, kind of tzar, before Yehula Ratzin, after Yehula Ratzin, that's a little bit of an asik. But the other thing that the Poskim can bring out from here is, and could be this is, not could be, this is part of what Rabbi Shlomo Levi was coming to say, and that is that as much as if you want, you could be Shoyl Adam Tzach B'Shmei Tefillah, but there's a shear. Can't go too much. If you want to be Meirich and you want to do a Kesedi Yom HaKippurim, right, when you're in Shul the whole day, so this is something that you're allowed to do. Beseder, but that's something that would have to be done after davening. So again, in terms of in the middle of the individual tefillahs, so you could do it as long as it's in the end of the bracha, it's me'ein the bracha, and there's some sort of tzairich. If you want to do more and you want to just talk to Hashem, but even klali, you could do that during Shema Tefillah, but there's a limit in terms of how much you're allowed to go. At the end of the Tefillah already, then there's an inyan. If you want to be Meirich, you could be Meirich, Afilu Kiseida Yom Kippurim, but this is all presupposing that you're even allowed to manipulate the Shemayin Asri a little bit. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the two Horei Oilam, they both held not that way. They held either prior or after. The question is it better before, is it better after? Good. Psukim, Loi Daiki, Loi Kamar, Loi Kamar. Why are we talking about this? Because this was the fourth Nachum Hamadi that we saw in the Mishteltzu one from the Mishnah Nazar. But this is the two, actually, by Mehmet Likin, right? But this is the fourth one that we saw in today's Dav, and this is a little bit ironic because this is a Nachum Hamadi that we actually paskin. Like, just two quick ha'aris before we go weiter, and we're going to return to our regular program, which is the halachas of Lefnei Edem Shalov de Kechavim. The first very quick ha'ari is that the... Gemara said, "La'olam yisader adam shvachish on makom va'achakach yisbal." Rashi says, "Where do you find this inyan of being yisader shvachish on makom va'achakach yisbal?" So Rashi says, "We do it in Shmai Nasre every single day." Shalosh brachis rishonos avos gvurois v'kedushas Hashem she'im behen tefila elo shevach. Right, we do it when we damage Shmai Nasre. We start off giving shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and we're being mekayim this inyan of la'olam yisader adam shvachay shal makom va'achakach yisbal. If you take a look at the Torah in Eirachayim Simen Nun Aleph, it's in Hilchas Birchas Hashachar. So the Torah says as follows: Baruch Sha'amar v'chul tzarich la'omer b'nigun u'b'ne'ima. It's for that reason we say Baruch Sha'amar V'chulu. What's the V'chulu? Psukei Dezimra. It's for that reason we say Psukei Dezimra before Tefillah. So why do we say Psukei Dezimra before Tefillah? Meaning before Kriya Shema, but really before Tefillah, before Shemayin Esrei. It's for a few reasons. Number one, Baruch Sha'amar is a Shir Nav V'nechmad L'mayla, and Alpi Kabbalah Sefer Heichalois, this Pei Zayin Tevois V'simin Roishay Kesem Paz. There's an Indian of Yehei Chelki Im Goyim Rehala. Additionally, la'olam yisader adam shvachay shal makoyim va'achakach yisbal. If you take a look at the Bach and in the Prisha, they're all mitzayin, our Gemara here in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The reason we say Psukah de Zimra before we damage Shmein Esra is to be mekayim this inyan of la'olam yisader adam shvachay shal makoyim. So Rashi says, what does it mean la'olam yisader adam shvachay shal makoyim? It means shalosh brachos rishonos avos gvuros v'kedushas Hashem she'im ben tefila elo shevach. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, we're mekayim this inyan of la'olam Sad Ad Mishloach Hashem Lakim, with the whole Pesukah Dezimra. That's the inyan of Pesukah Dezimra. It's to be Mekayimdes. And the truth is, there's enough Gemina LaHalacha. The reason there's enough Gemina LaHalacha is because the Torah says in the next Simen, in Simen Nun Beis, in Bala Beis HaKnesses, if somebody comes to the Beis HaKnesses, Umatza Tzibur, beside Pesukah Dezimra, and he sees the items already beside Pesukah Dezimra. So you should try to catch up, right? Skip a little bit. Everyone knows how this works. What happens if it's going to be impossible? Meaning you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're going to miss Davening Shemayna Esrei with the Olam if you're going to say Pesukah Dezimra. So at that point, you daven Shemayna Esrei, and the Torah says as follows: Im nichnas adon l'b'deis haknesses v'roye, and he sees Shem Yoimer kolelu apsukim lo yuchal lahashlim ulehispalel Tefillasa im atzibur. So then what you should do is, right, skip around a little bit. And then he says, if you're going to have to daven Shemayna Esrei, and you're not going to be able to chap Pesukah Dezimra beforehand at all, afterwards, you can't daven Pesukah Dezimra anymore. Ah, there's no Pesukah Dezimra. Now, you can't daven Pesukah Dezimra? Like, why can't you daven Pesukah Dezimra? It's Kapitel Chtilim. It's not true. There's brachas involved. There's Baruch Sha'amah, that's a bracha lefaneh, and there's Yishtabach Shimcha, which is a bracha l'achareh. Once you daven Shemayna Esrei, says the Torah, at that point, it's already too late. Says the Bach, what's the reason for this? He says, because why do we say Pesukah Dezimra? It's the Torah l'shitasai. It's because la'olam yisader adam shvach shel makom v'achakach yispalo. So if you didn't daven yet, so now there's an inyan. Make a bracha on the yisader adam shvach shel makom. But once you already daven Shemayna Esrei, how could you make the bracha anymore? So if you want to do it without a bracha, that yeah, and that's brought down on Shulchan Aruch and Aruchaim Simen Nun Beis. But if you want to do it with a bracha, that's already too late. And it's based on this idea that La'olam Yisad Da'ad Meshvach HaShem Makayim is really related to this, just the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im kvar eschilu atzibur yoytze ve'in shos lo'im yapsuke dezimra afilu bedigulug yikr kriyishma and birchayseh matzibur ve'yispalali mohem ve'achakach yikra kol psuke dezimra b'loy bracha shalufneim v'loy shalachrim. It's a lashon ha-mechaber here in Simen Nun Beis. And again, it's based on the Torah's pshat and what it means la'olam yisad adam shvacha shamak v'achakach yispal. Rashi says it's related to the shalosh brachas rishonos. The Torah said it's related to this inyan. What other just side ara? This is more of a chumash ara. And that is, so the Gemara said, Tfilo la'ani kiyate v'lefnei Hashem yishpeich sichai. What does sichai mean? Ain't sicha ala tfilo. Eshpeich lefan of sichi, tzarasi lefan of agad. What does that mean? It means tfilo. How do you know sichi means tfilo? Because it says v'yitzchak, v'yetze yitzchak l'suach basada. Toysis, the bottom toys on Zayin Amadeus, says teim, avakasha. I'm going to have to steer it between this Gemara and another Gemara. Because the Gemara Brachas Chavav on the day says that Yitzchak was Mesakim Mincha. How do you know Yitzchak was Mesakim Mincha? Because it says, Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basada, the ain't Sicha El Tfilo. The Chsiv Espoch Lefan of Sichi. Fake Tosfos, how did these two Gemara stem? In our Gemara, the Gemara is saying that when it says Espoch Lefan of Sichi, it means Tfilo. You know how I know that? From Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada. In Brachas Chavav on the days, the Gemara says, you know I know Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada means Tfilo? Because it says, Eshpech L'fan of Sichi. So, which came first? The chicken or the egg? Right? I have a little bit of a problem over here. So, Tosfos has a teretz. But if you look at the first few lines of Tosfos, Tosfos says, V'yesh loyme de travayu itzterich, de travayu melamden zeze, de im mikro de Yitzchak. Had I only had the pasuk of Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada, hava amina, I would have thought that Yitzchak didn't go daven, rather she yotze basada l'daberim shum adam. V'loy l'tfila. Doesn't say the word tfila. Maybe he went to shmuz with somebody. Vayetze Yitzchak, t'chap shmuz basada. Talmud loy mar, eshpech l'fon of sichi, al meloshin tfila hu. Now, v'im eshpech l'fon of sichi, says Tosfos, ayat shum, another Terence. But Tosfos says that really, the words Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada inherently don't say the word tfila. And the only way I know it's tfila is because I also have this pasuk in Tehillim of Eshpoich lefan of sichi, and over there ain't sichi ela tefillin. The truth, tefillin. The truth is, if you take a look at the Rishonim on that pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada, all the Rishonim that are mefarish psukim al pshutei shel mikra, they're not mefarish Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada to mean tefillin. Devin Ezra says, what does it mean L'suach? Lo leches bein hasichim. He had a garden, and he was going to spatzir in the middle of his landscaping. If you look at the Rashbam, Oymik pshutei shel mikra, says the Rashbam, what does it mean? Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada, kidechsev v'chol siach hasada k'loymar lotas ilonois v'lirois inyonei payalov. He was going to plant a garden and he was going to check up on his employees. That's what the Rashbam says. If you look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbeinu Bechaya says on this pasuk, "Vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basade lahalich bein hasichim kloimar lehishtasheya uletayo beino ilonois leruach hayoy." Zeu loshen apshat. Val derech hamedrish ein tzicha ela tefila shenema tefila laani kiyatoy v'lefnei Hashem yishpach tzicha mikan amru razal Yitzchak tikin tefilas mincha. But this havamino of Tosfos, like a fleeting havamino, that I could have thought that maybe vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basade means he went to shmuz. If you look at the mefarshim ala Torah, we know this from Chumashir, that sometimes the Rishonim that are Mefarish ala Torah, the Mefarish and Pshutei Shomikra, all the Parshonim and Pshutei Shomikra don't see the word Losuach, meaning Tvila, Markedisle, either way. We return to our regular program, and that is, the Mishnah said, Lefnei Edem Shalav Dekechavim Shloisha Yomim, Osir Losseis Veloseis Yimayim Vechulu Vechulu, says the Mishnah Vayter. The Elu Edem Shalav Dekechavim, the following are a list of the Edem of the Oiv Dekechavim. Number one, Kalando. Number two, Star Nur. Number three, Kartisa. Number four, V'yoyim Genusya Shalmachem. What does Yom Genusya mean? It's a Gemara coming up. V'yoyim Haleda, the birthday of the king. V'yoyim Hamisa, and the yardside of the previous king. Divrei Rameir, Azoy Halt Rameir. The Chachamim Oyim and the Chachamim say, not all of these days are necessarily going to be considered a day. Kol Misa, Sheyesh Bas Reifa, specifically as it relates to Yom HaMisa. If when the previous king died, there was Reifa, they burnt all his possessions, we'll see more about this in the Gemara, Yesh Ba Avodis Kerchavim, then already his day is considered an eight. V'Sheyesh Bas Reifa, but if he wasn't on the level where when he died, they took everything he owned and they torched it, Yesh Ba Avodis Kerchavim, then his Yom HaMisa is not going to be considered an eight. Avol, the Mishnah continues and says, so when a pagan, this is not referring to the kings necessarily or the deities, but when any oivet kechavim, the day that he would shave his beard, ublu risa, the day he would cut his bluris, v'yom sha'olam in ayam, or if there was a day that he would celebrate because he was an olam in ayam, v'yom she'yotzim ibe sa'asurim, or it was a day that it was yotzim ibe sa'asurim, right? These are two of the four that are Tzrichim Lahoides. Even the Oivet Kechavim made this into an Inyan. For Oivet Kechavim Shasim Mishnah Lebnai. Or if there's an Oivet Kechavim who's making a party for his son, his son's getting married, or something Choshev is happening, then there is a concept of an aid. But Eina Yasser Elo Oisei Ayoim Va Oisei Ha Ishbilva. Then it's that person that will be included. Meaning, on that day, you can't not do business with anybody. You just can't do business with that person. That's what Oisei Ha'ish means, pun intended, obviously. And also, Oisei Ha'yom, it's only going to be that day, but there's not going to be any days in Lefnei Malachareim that are going to be included in this. So either way, so Lefnei Edem Shalav Kechavim, and the Mishnah just gave us a few examples of Edem Shalav Kechavim. Now, the truth is, this is something that Be'ez Hashem we're going to get to in the coming days, but it's just worth mentioning that the Romans, Aleihem Anudanin, in these Mishnayos, right? These are Roman pagan holidays. The Romans were, number one, very religious. They were very, very religious. In fact, Avodah Zarah was a huge, huge part of their culture. A lot of these chevra that chepetzich with the Yidden were not rooted in religion in any way, shape, or form. The Romans were very religious. They were pagan. And they didn't serve one deity. They served multiple deities. In fact, there was literally a god for everything. So if you study just a little bit of Roman religious history, everything had its own Avodah Zarah. So it was mamish, like Getchka land. It was like mind-boggling. There was a god of food. There was a god of peace. There was a god of war. There was some sort of deity that was related to everything. And a lot of these deities had a yontif, right? So how many legal holidays do we have today? I mean, there, literally, every Monday and Thursday, a holiday for this Getchka and for that Getchka, and this one's giving Mechilas Avoinus and that one's giving Mechilas Avoinus. So there was always a lot going on. So you had all these holidays. When you talk about a day in Shalav Dekechavim from the standpoint of the Chachmei HaMishnah, who are dealing primarily, they're living in a Eretz Yisrael which is governed by Romans, right? So there's Yom Tovim coming out of every pocket. Our Mishnah just gave us a few examples. Are there other examples? So again, the Mishnah mentioned like three big ones, Kalanda, Star Nur, Kartisim, which the Gemara is going to get into. Then you have Yom Genusya Shal Malcheim, so that's like a general Yom Aledi, Yom Amiso, which Pashas is talking more about the kings, the Roman Caesars, not so much the deities. But if you study Roman history even a tiny bit, you'll see there's all these Yom Tovim flying all over the place. You have to know, are they all included? Are these Tein L'chachem Yech Gemoiz, or are these very specific examples? Regardless, the Gemara is going to get into some of them. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav, Kalanda, as it relates to Kalanda. Who mentioned Kalanda? The Mishnah. Mishnah of Eilu Adin Shlevit Kechavim. The first one mentioned was Kalanda. It's Ches Yomim Achar Tev, Achar HaTkufa. It's 8 days following the Tkufa. Which Tkufa? Tkufa is Tevis, which is the winter solstice. Star Nura is Ches Yomim Lifnei Tkufa. That was the second one mentioned in the Mishnah. It's 8 days before the Tkufa. See, Marech, a good way to remember that even though Kalanda's mentioned first, but Kalanda comes after the Tkufa, and Star Nura comes before the Tkufa, Achar, the Kedem, Tzartani, first Achar, and then Ked. Tan Rabbanon, what's the history of these Chagas? Of Yisrael, Adam HaRishon, Yemshem, Ismait V'Hoylech, when Adam HaRishon was created. So as the winter began, so he saw the days started getting smaller. Omar, he said, Oili, oh boy, this is not good. Maybe because of the sin that I did, right? The chet of the Itzadas. Maybe the world is starting to set. It's going to go back to Soyev Avoyu. What does Choshech have to do with Soyev Avoyu? Because the state of Soyev Avoyu was, it was Choshech al Pnei Sahim, right? But either way, the world is getting dark. It's going to go back to the state of Choshech, right? The first thing the Ebishter said was, Vayihi Yor. Because before that, in the Soyev Avoyu state, it was Choshech. But regardless, maybe Oilam Choshech Badi, and it's going to go back to Soyev Avoyu. Maybe this is the Misa that I was told. Del offer Toshuk. Omar, he got up. Yoshev Ches Yom Betaynes. He fasted for 8 days. Give and Shirat Kufas Teves. But then he saw Kufas Teves came. Vero Yom Shemarich Vahoylech. And he saw the day started getting longer. Omar, he said, Menhoga Shel Hoylamu. I can breathe again. This is only Menhoga Shel Hoylam. Halach, he went. Vahosa. And he made another Shmoyne Yomim Toivim. Another 8 days of Yontav. Lashana Acheres. The following year, Asan Le'elu Ule'elu Yomim Toivim. He ended up making both of them into a yontif. Kavan l'sh, says the Gemara. Who kavan l'shem shemayim? Adam HaRishon, when he made these yomim toivim, he did a l'shem shemayim, right? He was very, very scared. The first 8 days he was fasting, and the second 8 days were a yontif, right? Originally, the first 8 days were a tainis, and the second 8 days were a yontif. And then, l'shanu acheres, asan le'elu le'elu yom toivim. By the way, what is this a little reminiscent of? A little reminiscent of the Hanukkah story, right? The Gemara says, L'shon Acheres, they made an 8-day Yontif. Everyone asks, L'shon Acheres, why they wait until the next year? Why are you doing it now? It sounds like a play on this. L'shon Acheres, Asan Le'elu Le'elu Yavim Tavim, right? These are 8-day holidays. But regardless, he, Adam HaRishon, was Kedeh L'shem Shemayim. They ain't Kavim L'shem Avoydis Kachavim. Either way, this is the history of these two Edem Shalov the Kechavim Kalanda Starnur respect. We know there's an age old machloik. It's when the world was created. Was it created by Tishrei or was it created by Nisan? It's a Bishlam according to Mandam that says Petition Nivroilam Yemizuti Chazi Yemarichi Akati Loichaz. I understand why he got very scared right before Tkufas Tevis when he saw the days getting a little bit shorter. And the reason is because he had never seen Yemizuti. It's not something he had ever seen. He was just born. Hey, well, mom was just born in Tishrei. This is already Tevis time. And according to Mandam that holds, Depen Nisan Nivra Oilam, Hachazel Yoyim Azuti, V'Yoyim Arichi. He saw already Yoyim Arichi, meaning he saw the day getting longer and longer throughout the whole summer. So he chaps this Oilam Kimenog Oilach. And right, just look at the Brisa a little more carefully. What happens? He sees the day's getting short, he gets scared. Then when he sees it's getting longer, oh, Oilam Kimenog Oilach. He already knew the day was going to get longer, because he had seen it happen previously. So the Gemara says, it's true, he never saw such short days, and as a result, he got a little bit scared. More on this in Yatan Rabban, the day that Adam HaRishon was created, as soon as the sun set. This is the first day he was created, not Teves time, the first day that he was created. Omar, he said, it must be that because of that vera that I did, right? Because the chet of the Itzadas happened on the first day of creation. The world is getting dark. And the world's going to return. This must be the Misa that I was destined to get. He said he was fasting and he was crying. And Chava, right? Adam is standing in one corner. Chava's in the other corner. Like Yitzchak and Rivka, you find this in. So, who and Chava was doing the same thing. As soon as he saw Amad HaShachar, Omar he said, this must be Minhogar Shalolam. Omar he got up, v'hikriv, and he was makriv a shor, but not just any shor. It was a shor shekarnov koidmin leparsoisav, a shor whose horn had developed before its hooves had developed. Now, how do you know this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'seitev Lashem mishar par makrin mafris," that David HaMelech was mispalel. David HaMelech davened that I want that my tefillah should be better than the shor that Adam Arishon brought, and that shor is described as a shor par makrin mafris. First it mentions makrin, which is the horn, then it mentions mafris, which are the hooves. Zoysay meres, it was a shor shekarnov koidman lepar soysa. Now, Rashi says that, first of all, what does that mean? If usually the hooves of a shor develop before the horn does, so why all of a sudden here would it have been tzirik tzveiks? Why all of a sudden here would it have been in the reverse order? So Rashi says, it's based on a Chazal, Rashi brings in Chumash, also in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created in its entirety. It was created b'kaymasan, right? So the shor that was created as a full-fledged shor. A shor that's born today doesn't develop immediately. It takes time. So first parsoisav and then karnav. But the shor of Adam Arishon, that was created by Kaimasa. And being that it was created by Kaimasa, it was created with Karnov and Parsoisov. And being that it was created both, so therefore you don't have this problem. What do you mean? It has to be Parsoisov before Karnov. Okay, but it's still not 100% moving, right? Why is it Karnoisov Koidmala Parsoisov? Usually it's Parsoisov Koidmala Karnoisov. Here it's Karnoisov Koidmala Parsoisov. You'll tell me, because what do you mean it was created by Kaimasa? Okay, so then they were both created at the same time. Where do you get to it being Karnoisov Koidmala Parsoisov? So Rashi asks that Kasha as well. And Rashi says, quote, V'kivan sheyotza roishe t'chilo. Being that the head came out first, Nimsu Karnoisov Koidmala Parsoisov. So it sounds like, I don't know if Rashi means the way it was born, meaning it came from Amama, or it means the one that came out of the Adama. But the point is, first the Rosh came out, then the Parsoisav came out, and that's why you end up with Karnoisav, Koidmois, Leparsoisav. But the bottom line is, Adam Arishon was very besimcha when he saw the sun came up the next morning, and he went ahead and he brought a carbon, and the carbon that he brought was a shor, but it wasn't a regular shor. A regular shor is parsoisav koidman lekarnov. This was a shor shekarnov koidman leparsoisav. By the way, what's the imic of this? It sounds like there's something significant. Shor shekarnov koidman leparsoisav. So if you take a look at Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph, it's towards the end, it's in Perichov, talks about all the Kabbalah of a slick, right, underrated. There's a tremendous amount of Kabbalah in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim Kiyodua. This is one of the real Kabbalah shtiklach, where he talks about the imic or inyan of this being a shor shekarnov koidman leparsoisav. So another aura I saw in the Svarim for Rav David Yair Weiss, he says that it sounds like Adam Arishon brought this carbon the day after, right? He sinned. He saw the sunset. He says, uh-oh, this is not good. We're going back to Soyuf Avayu. The next day, he says, ah, Baruch Hashem. And what does he do? He goes and he brings the carbon. What was the next day? Adam Arishon was created on Friday, right? So the next day was Shabbos. So it sounds like he brought this carbon on Shabbos. Was Adam Arishon allowed to bring this Nidvas Yochid on Shabbos, right? Did Adam Arishon keep Shabbos? The others kept Shabbos. Mustama Adam Arishon also kept Shabbos. So he's bringing a carbon. Now, Mechitesi is allowed to do this. Why would this not be a problem of a little bit of Chil Shabbos? Either way, a little more Gemara. Amar Abhidam HaShosha Hikrav Adam Arishon, as it relates to the Shah that Adam Arishon was Makriv, Karen Achas Hoysleib Mitzchah. He had one Karen, the Mitzchah, on its forehead. Shenema V'seitav L'Hashem Mishar Par Makrin Mafres. And being that it says the word makrin, it's a Lashon Yachid, it had one horn. So usually par would have two horns. Here it had one. Great to Gemara that you're learning this from makrin mafres, makrin tarti mashma. The word makrin is actually written by Lashon Rabbim. Sounds like it's Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak. It's true, aber mikeren ksiv. There's a Korean ksiv. So as it relates to the Korean, it's Lashon Rabbim. But if it relates to the ksiv, it's mikeren. And it's based on the ksiv that you're going to end up the way it is. Just to come up for breath for one more second. And that is, so we just talked a little bit about Adam Arishon, right? Adam Arishon, he is the one that really instituted Kalanda, Starnura, and you know, these two, which were very, very big, Yoyme Deyem, Shel Oivde Kechavim. When did he do it? He did it around the time of Tkufas Tevis. And the Gemara brought two brises that tell us the rest of the story. The first brise said that Adam Arishon had gechapt when Tkufas Tevis came and he saw the days started getting shorter. He said, Oili Shesarachti, Oilum Choshevadi, the world's going back to Tov Avayu. This must be the Misa that was Niknas all alive. So he made 8 days where he fasted. And then afterwards, when he saw the days getting longer, he made 8 days of Yontif. And then Lashon Haba, he made both days into a Yontif. There was a different Nusach of Adam Arishon's reaction. This doesn't relate to Kalanda and Starnura, but it's more related to the Sharpar. This one-horned animal that Adam Arishon went and hashtag the unicorn, Vevest. But either way, this one-horned animal that Adam Arishon goes and he is Makriv. But it said in the Braisa that Adam Arishan, when he was worried, he fasted for 8 days. The Teres Chayim, on this Gemara, this is not only in the new edition, this is in the old editions also, but the Teres Chayim, on this Gemara, he says that, I don't understand, everyone knows the Gemara in Erev and Yud Ches on the days. We've mentioned this Gemara many, many times recently. The Gemara says, Adam Arishan, Chosid Gadol Hayah. Kiven Shirach and Iknasam Misal Yodai, when he heard the Xer of Misa, Yoshab the Tainus Meyush Loishim Shana, he fasted for 130 years. Upiresh Mino Isha, Meya Ushloishim Shana. The Hella Zarze Teinam Absara, Meya Mushloishim Shana. Adam Arishan went and he fasted for the next 130 years. Vazok the Brysa, the Frank the Tairus Chaim, he fasted for 8 days. And even then, when did he start fasting for 8 days? When he saw that the days started getting shorter, he was fasting already every single day from the time that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The emes is, we mentioned many times that the Rama Mipano says that Alpi Kabbalah, Adam Arishan didn't just fast for 130 years. Adam Arishan fasted for the rest of his life. He fasted for 930 years. V'simin l'davar, kindness is rashate, is bigamatria, 930. So what does the Gemara mean? Adam Arishan chasid gadol haya, and he only fasted 130 years. It means tshuva chamura. He did all three. He was yoshev v'tainis, and he was pirush mina isha, and he was hella zar zeitainim absar. That only happened for 130 years. But the tainis itself, just the etzim tainis, that was something that he did for the rest. Oh, befreit the Teres Chaim, so what's going on for 8 days? The Teres Chaim says you have to say that Adam Arishan taka fasted, but he used to fast yomim v'loy leilois. But as related to these 8 days, he fasted 8 days ritzufais, which then begs another question, and that is it possible for a person to fast for 8 days straight? We just learned Masechta Shavuos. If a person says Shavuos Shalei Oichal, right, a certain amount of time, Malkin Oisei Miyad, because of the fact this is not something that's able, a person would be able to do. So again, you have to be Ma'ayin in this a little bit better, but either way, Sazak to Gemara Vayter, Omar Rav Masna. Rav Masna said, Roimi Shasa Kalanda. Roimi used to observe Kalanda. V'chola Ayoris Hasmuchis Loim Meshtabdis Loim. And there were many cities that surrounded Roimi that were meshubah, they were subservient to Raimi. Everybody pretty much was subservient to Raimi when Raimi was in its prime, right? During its heyday. But the bottom line is you have all these surrounding cities that are meshubah to. But they don't worship Kalanda, right? They have no shaykhs to Kalanda. Could you do business with those cities or could you not do business with those cities? So what's the shayla? Again, you can't do business with a Roman during Kalanda because they celebrate Kalanda. That's a day. But what about these surrounding cities that don't celebrate Kalanda, but economically they're somewhat dependent on Raimi? They're Mishtabda Isla. Do we say now that the Issa relates to them as well, or does it not relate to them as well? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that what would be the tzad that it would be a problem? So, Yesh Loimar, Mashahin Koinen Achshav, what these suburbs, Chevra, are going to buy, Yovil Leroimi, Lakrivam B'nai Roimi, and then the B'nai Roimi are going to be Makrivit. First of all, it sounds a little bit like Rashi's picking sides in the Iboya Hayadua, in terms of, is it Mishum Arvacha, or is it Mishum V'lifnei Yivir? But that's why Rashi explains the Gemara. So on some level, like there's some indirect benefit that the Romans are going to get, and the question is that enough to impose some prohibition, or is it not? So the Gemara says it was a machlokes amirah. Reb Shulman Levi said Kalanda asura lakoli. Kalanda was also to everybody, meaning even these cities. Rabbi Yechonon Amar ein asura eloiv da. It's only going to relate to the people that actually worship Kalanda. Bilvad. Tanya kavasi the Rabbi Yechonon right. Rabbi Yechonon af bisham reimi asisa Kalanda. V'chol ayores hasmucha islam mishtabd isla hi atzma ina asura eloiv da. So we need a comma here somewhere, but this is basically what the Braisa says. Afa pisha amru roimi asasa kalanda. Roimi we know did kalanda. Now there were kol ayores hasmucha isla that were mishtabd isla. There were many cities that surrounded Roimi that were mishubid to Rome. But hi atzma as it relates to kalanda ina asura eloiv da. It's only the oivdim. It's only the Romans that actually worshipped it that are going to be included in this iser. The Braisa continues, right? This is the part of the Braisa that's Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbi Yechna, but we're going to mention the whole Braisa. Starnalio, the Kartasim, the Yom Genus Yesha Malcheim, the Yom Shahumlach by Melech, the fun of Aser, Acher of Mutter. The Ovid Kechavim Shasa Mishta Libnoi, we saw this in the Mishnah, Ein Aser Elo Oisei Ayoim, the Oisei Ha'ish. So again, that's the end of the Braisa, which says pretty much what the Mishnah said, which we still have to see the commentary from the Gemara on, but the Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yochanan is that the Ayoris that were Smucha Isla, that were Mishtab Isla, they are not going to be us. Rabbi Shuva Levi said, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Asura, Eloloi Debovat. Rav Ashi said, Afan Anami Tonino. I think I have a raya from the Mishnah, meaning a diok. What did the Mishnah say? Diktani Yom Teglachas Konoi, Ublu Risoi, Vyom Shaolo Be Minayom, Vyom Sheyotza Boy, Mi Beis Asurim, Voivet Koychovim Shaosa Mishnah Lubnoi, that Bach adds those words, Ein Asa Elo Isa Yom Bilvad, Voisa Yo Ish Bilvad, right? So then the Mishnah said that if you have this private Yom Ma'ed, it only relates to that guy, and it only relates to that day. So said Rav Ashi, Bishlema Oisa Yom, Bishlema, I understand why the Mishnah said Oisa Yom is a Fuga Lefon of Alach, right? Ordinarily, the fnei dam shloim tichachamim is going to be also kamashbul or not. Elo oisayo ish lafuke mai. What's the coming lafuke? What's the haven? Why would you think that if Pliny Roman, right, Augustus, I don't know, some Roman is taking a haircut, and as a result, he thinks this is a reason to get drunk and to celebrate. So that means now all his neighbors and all these chevra, like mehecha tesi, it makes no sense, says Rav Ashi. So there must be a chiddush here. My love, lafuke mishabdov. You know what the chiddush must be? Maybe all the people that do business with Augustus. That's the punchline over here. Shma minos, araya, that what? That what's the Mishnah saying? Oisei oish, lafuke what? Lafuke all the people that are mishubid, zoisei meres, it only relates to the ones that are actually oivet, and we don't make any cheshbonis in terms of, oh, if somebody's meshubah to it, maybe he's going to be included. Zok t'gemar, time. Rabbi Shmuel said, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz, the yidin echutz la'aretz, oivdei avoydis kechavim b'tahayrehen. They're oivdei avoydis kechavim b'tahayrehen. What does that mean, b'tahayrehen? So if you look at the last line of Rashi, this is a kaloi marashi, b'loi kavona ve'insom malef. Without realizing it, they're engaging in Avodah Zarah. He said, all the Jews in Chutz La'aretz, on some level, they engage in Avodah Zarah. Ketzat, Rabbi Shmuel needs to back this up. So he explained, Avi Kechavim Shasa Mishnah Lepnoi, and Avi Kechavim that makes a binshtut for his son, V'zimein Kol HaYehudim Shebe'iroi, and he invites all the Jews in his city, Afa Picha Oichel Mishalahem, even if they bring their own food, V'shoysim Mishalahem, and they bring their own mashka, V'shamish Shalahem Oimel Lefneim, and they have their own shamish that's serving them. Mala Aleim, Akos of the Torah treats them, Kilu Ochlu Mizifche Mesim, as if they partook in Avodah Zarah. Now, just to appreciate, the background of this is that the Mishnah B'noi is an Avodah Zarah, right? It's an aid. It's mentioned in our Mishnah. But it is considered an aid. Now, if a Jew partakes in that meal, even if he brings his own linen, right? He brings his own clothing. It doesn't matter. His own food. He is going to be included in being partaking in Zivchei Mason, Mala Aleim Akosov Kilu Achlu Mizivchei Mason, Shenemar. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, here's the entire pasuk. Pentichrei Brisli Yoshvei Haaretz, Vizanu Achrei Eloiheim, Vizavchu Eloiheim, Vikarlocha, Viochaltam Mizivchei. That, you see, Vikarlocha, if they invite you to the meal and you partake, it's as if you have Ochaltam Mizivchei. And that's the Kiilu Achlu Mizivchei Mason. Maybe you actually have to eat. If you eat, it's like the evil you ate, then you actually ate. Where do you see from here that just going and not partaking in their food, bringing your own everything, is considered Ki'ilu achlu mizivchei meisim? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav, Rav explained the price. He said, because imkei neim akrav v'yachalta mizivchei. My v'kor l'cha. V'kor is going to invite you, and you're going to eat. You're going to eat, right? Why are we being so wordy over here? Vaisais mishas kriya. At that point already, it's going to be an issue. So again, what's this visual? The visual is, you have a guy, he's making a mishta lepnoi, his son's getting married, he invites all the Jews. For him, this is a yom ha'ed. So what's going on in his suda be'etzim is, it's a suda v'avodah zarah, which means the food is really zivchei meisim. If you partake in that suda, even if you're not eating from that food, you're not doing business with him, you're not necessarily doing anything that should cause you to violate the halachas of the fnei edem shalev de kechavim. But mala aleim akosav kilu of umizivchei mesim, which is avodah zarah, because on some level you're sitting at this meal, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel meant when he said, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz, oivdei avodah kechavim b'tayrin. So the Gemara now says, Hilkach. Now that you know Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, so now we have to know how this is applicable. So he said like this, Kol talsin yoimin, 30 days after this event, bein omalei machmas ilulo, if the guy invites you, whether he tells you mefurish that I'm inviting you machmas ilulo, ubein loy omalei machmas ilulo, or if he didn't say mefurish, I'm inviting you machmas ilulo. What's the halacha? Either way, the halacha is nachma kol tal sin yoimim bein amalei machmas ilulo ubein loy amalei machmas ilulo aser. It's going to be aser. Mikan ve'elach after 30 days, I amalei machmas ilulo aser. If he tells him before it's machmas ilulo, it's going to be a problem. V'li amalei machmas ilulo, and if he didn't say it's machmas ilulo, shari, it's going to be mutar. V'li amalei machmas ilulo adeima. Says Gemara, if he tells him at machmas ilulo, so we know for sure 30 days. What about past 30 days? Right there also, amar apapa. So Rapapa said ad treisa yarchi shasa. It's up to 12 months. So again, 30 days, whether he told him or whether he didn't tell him, then it's after 30 days, only if he tells him. How far? There's a statute of limitations. It's up until Yud Beis Chodesh. Umikara Me'emas. Now, this is all post-party, right? What about pre-party? Pre-game, right? So what about before the actual party? At what point do we say it's also Amar Rapapas, Rapapas Mishmei Derava, Michirami Sairi Ba'asinti? As soon as you take the Sa'irim, you take the barley, and you have it start brewing, meaning the beer starts brewing, this is Rapapa talking about beer, right? Mishmei Derava, who usually talks about wine, so this is a little bit confusing, right? I see there's another Girsa here. Some don't have the Girsa Mishmei Derava. It's Pasha, because Rava doesn't talk about beer, Rava talks about wine, maybe. But either way, Amar Rapapa Mishmei Derava, Michiramu Sairi Basinti, that's when you know the party already started, right? As soon as they stop pouring drinks, the party started. Ulabasa Treche Yarchi Shasa Shari Freitin Gemara. But I have a problem with this. Meaning, we're saying, again, what's the Cheshbon over here? 30 days afterwards, it's for sure going to be Asa. After 30 days, only if he tells you it's Machmas Ilula. Even if he tells you it's Machmas Ilula, it's only up until Yud Beis Chodesh. And prior, it's once they start brewing the beer. Okay, but the Gemara says, 12 months v'zehu for Rabbi Yisrael Ramesharchi or Rabbi Yisrael the son of Ramesharchi ikla lebeyahu oivik echavim lebas tetrich yarsi shasa. He once came to a certain oivik echavim. It was more than 12 months after Mishnah Benoi v'shami da'odi, and he heard, he was so happy that this yid Rabbi Yisrael Brei Ramesharchi came to him. He started being an azul umayda upirech v'lo yachal. So he says, oivay, this sounds like this is still zivchei mesim going on over here. I don't want to have anything to do with it. But what do you see from here? You see that it can go even past 12 months. So the Gemara says, shani Rabbi Yisrael Brei Ramesharchi. The Adam Chashev. He was an Adam Chashev. Meaning, what happened was, this guy, when such an Adam Chashev came to him, he was so excited, he somehow attributed it to the Yoyim Ha'ed of Mishta B'nai. And as a result, to him, the party continued. Meaning, it sounds like if you're an Adam Chashev, then you have to be sensitive to this halacha. But assuming you're not an Adam Chashev, then this is true that it's only going to be up to Yud Beis Chodesh. Once Yud Beis Chodesh, at that point, this halacha already expired. So going back to the mission, one last gemara. Vikartasim v'chulu. So again, we mentioned kalanda v'starnura. Right. The first one is 8 days after Tkuvas Tevis. The second one is 8 days prior to Tkuvas Tevis. And now we have kartasim. So what is kartasim? Says the gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul yom shetafs b'yoremi machas. It's the day that the Romans, Rashi says, defeated the Greeks, and they became kings over the world. Faith the Gemara, is that true? V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, kartasim is a yontif, v'yoyim shetavsa b'yoyim malchus. So you see that kartasim is not yoyim shetavsa b'yoyim malchus, they're two separate things. So the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef said, shtei tfisa is tafsa b'yoyim. No, kartasim is yoyim shetavsa b'yoyim malchus, and yoyim shetavsa b'yoyim malchus is yoyim shetavsa b'yoyim malchus. How could that be true? Because there were two tfis, not tzvei dinim. There were two tfisas that were tafsa b'yoyim. Achas b'me Cleopatra malchus. One during the time of the Queen Cleopatra, and the other one happened in the times of the Greeks. He reported a little bit of Jewish history. He talked a little bit about how the Romans defeated the Greeks. He said, there were 32 wars that the Greeks fought together with the Romans. And the Romans couldn't defeat the Greeks until they partnered up with the Jews. This is the deal that they made. They said, listen, we're going to defeat the Greeks together. And, you know, they both had armies, right? So they made up the following. They said, if the king is going to come from us, then the generals, the governors will come from you. And if the kings will come from you, then the governors are going to come from us. By the way, if this signun ha-gemara sounds familiar, it's because the gemara says in Masechtas Megillah that Paras u'Madai did the same exact thing. Right? Paras u'Madai made the same, right? Rule, the Goyen in his Pirush on Esther says, that's why sometimes you find Paras u'Madai are referred to as Paras u'Madai, and sometimes Paras u'Madai is referred to as Madai u'Paras. But either way, this is the deal that they had made. After they made this pact, so the Romans sent to the Greeks as follows. They said, Ad idna, until now, avidna b'krafa, we were fighting wars and people are dying unnecessarily. Let's have a ceasefire. And hashta navid bedina, and instead, let's see if we can reconcile this intellectually. So they sit down and they make some sort of debate. And the Romans tell the Greeks as follows. Margolis eventoiv ezmehem yase basas lechaver. Meaning, if somebody was going to set a stone, and this is the stone, and then there's the setting of the stone. One is a margolis, the other is an eventoiv. Which would be the setting, which would be the stone? Shochle, they told him, margolis leventoiv. There's no question that the eventoiv is more chasher than the margolis. The margolis is the basis for the eventoiv. Then they said, eventoiv of the inoch. That's another type of stone, very precious. Ezmehem yase basas lechaver. So they said, eventoiv of the inoch. The eventoiv would be the basis for the inoch. Inoch for sefer Torah. What if you have an inoch and sefer Torah? Ezmehem yase basas lechaver. Which would be a basis lechaver? So they said, inoch the sefer Torah. The sefer Torah is more chashuv than the inoch. Shalchalei, they told him in Cain, anan sefer Torah gabon. We just signed the pact with the Jews. I guess the Greeks didn't know that until that point. And we have the sefer Torah with us, the Yisrael Bahadon. And as a result, you now need to come work for us. And it worked. Kafulu esrim v'shish shnin kamulu baham nusayu bahadi Yisrael. This somehow, right, they were kafulu. Esrim v'shish shnin, for 26 years, the Romans had this pact together with the Yidim, Mikan ve'elach. Afterwards, it shtabdu behu. Afterwards, it stopped working, and the Romans, they broke this ceasefire, and they decided that they are going to be Meshabed the Yidden. Mikara my darish, say my darish. What was the shakla v'tayir? It all was based on Pesukim. Mikara darish, initially they said, the Pesuk says, Vayoymer, Nisa v'nelcha, ve'elcha l'negdecha. This is Yaakov and Esau. So you see that there's a makar for them to have a pact. L'basayif darish, but afterwards they realize there's another Pesuk. It says, Yavar no adoini lifnei avdoi, where Yaakov tells Esau, you can go in front of me, which would seem to suggest that Esau would have some sort of dominance over Yaakov. Now what does Esau have to do with the Romans? That's because the Romans are associated with Esav, Ayin, related Raidvites. But either way, this is just a little bit of the history of the Romans, the Greeks, and the Jews. The aid of Kartasim, and this is really going to usher in now a blot and change of Jewish history, which is very much going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, and even the topic of the first part of daf yud. But as it relates to raid, and again, we're leaving some raid on the table, these daf are not taking longer than expected, but just as it relates to one ha'ara, and really going back to something that we left on the table yesterday, and that is, in yesterday's daf, the Gemara had gone through a whole bunch of Rabbi Shulben Karchas, right, which is interesting. The end of yesterday's daf, a good part of it, was a bunch of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchas, and today's daf was a bunch of Nacham Amadis. But in all the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchas, another difference is, we didn't paskin like any of the Nacham Amadis. Nishtak adav avalei nemar, and as relates to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchas, all of them were halachic Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchas. But regardless, the last one that was mentioned was on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amar Aleph. I think it's kedai to see it again inside. Tanu Rabbanu. The kulon shechazru behen. All these people that were chayzer ain mekablu noisar lames. We never mekablu them divrei ameh azayat rameh. Now, who are these kulon shechazru? So Rashi says it's referring to gazlonim and ameh aretz. A gazlon is pasul edus. He's chashed on shvur. An ameh aretz is chashed when it comes to areas of tumah v'tayra. When it comes to areas of trumas u'maisris. What would be if a gazlon wants to be chayzer? He doesn't want to be called a gazlan anymore. He wants to be kosher leidos. Or if an amaretz wants to be trusted again. Ein mekablin oisin oilomis azayat rameir. Rabbi Huda says, it depends. Chazru behem b'matmoinios. If they were chazer quietly, ein mekablin oisin. Befarhesi, if they did it publicly, mekablin oisin, we're going to be mekablin. Ikadami son said that Rabbi Huda said it a little bit differently. Asu divreim b'matmoinios. If they did their original sin in a quiet way, mekablin oisam, then will be mekabel. Befarhesia, if they sin befarhesia, ain mekablin oisam. And the reason is, Rashi says, because if they were pakru kol kach, shuv ain oisam liban lashem b'shuv. So according to Rameya, we're never mekabel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Says the Gemara, there was a third shita. Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha oimrim. Ben kach u ben kach mekablin, regardless if they do it this way, if they do it that way, we're going to be mekabel. Shenemar, shuvu bonim shoyvavim. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, ish kfar akur, am Rabbi Yoichanan, Hilchas HaKoyse HaZom. So three shittas. According to Rabbi Meir, Ein Mekabel Noisan Oilomis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. Matmoinius, not be Matmoinius. There was the Aveira be Matmoinius. Was the Tshuva be Matmoinius. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there's no Cheshboinus. Ben Kach U Ben Kach Mekabel Noisan. The Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, not surprisingly, brings this in it. The Rambam brings it in Hilchas Tshuva. He brings it in the end of Perek Gimel. It's Halacha Yudalet. The Rambam says as follows. After the Rambam brings this whole Hilchas Tshuva, Kol HaRishoyim, V'HaPoshim, V'HaMishumadim, U'Kiyotze Behem, Shechazru B'Tshuva, Bein B'Galoi, Bein Shechazru B'Matmoinios, Mekablonois, any Rasha, any Poshaya, any Meshubit, or any synonym thereof. That's what kiyotze behen means. Shechazru b'tshuva, that does tshuva, whether it was begaloi, or whether the tshuva ben shechazru b'matmoinios, mekablen ois, and we're going to be mekabel the tshuva. Shenemer, the pasuk says, shuvu bonim shoivavim. Afal pisha adayin shoivavu, even though he's still a shoivav. Sharei b'seso b'vad chaza, b'lei begaloi. Afilu hachi says, the Rambam, mekablen ois b'tshuva, we're going to be mekabel them b'tshuva. The makar to the Rambam is obviously the shita of Rav Shimon and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha in our Gemara. Had the Rambam no tapaskin that way? It's a mafurish Gemara. Amr Rav Yitzchak ish kvar akoy, Amr Rav Yoichanon, hilchus akoy se'azuk. And klali apsak, this is the easiest klal. If it says the halach is like ploini, then, right, usually, until proven otherwise, that halach is going to be like ploini. So the Rambam, not surprisingly, paskins like Rav Shimon, and he paskins like Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. He says, hilchus akoy se'azuk. But I saw in the Sefer L'Davkei B'Tshuva from Yedidi, Hagoyin Hagadol, Rab Uri Tiger Shlita, he's medayik in the Rambam, Adiyak Nifla. And that is, it's mavur in the Rambam, that the Rambam brought this halacha where? He brought it in Hilchas Tshuva, in the end of Perek Gimel. Rashi said, what's in a gay of this halacha of a kulan shachazru behen? Right, where's this halacha in a gay? Agazlonin v'amei ha'oretz koi. Ein mekabel reisen zok Rashi, l'hachzikam b'toyres chaveirus lismoy chaleya. Rashi learned that this sugi is not a sugi in Hilchas Tshuva. It relates to Tshuva, but that's not the Inyan. What we're handling over here is, if you want to be Makabel right now, this Amma Eretz as a Chaver, or this Gazlin as a Kosher. So what does he need to do? See, he needs to be Chayzer. Could he be Chayzer? Rameya says no. Ein Makabel Noisa Elamas. Rabbi Yehuda said it depends. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shuvan Karcha said, Ben Kach Uben Kach. It's a halacha in us, Bezdin Shalmato, wanting to understand the status of this person, how they go about it. The Rambam doesn't bring it in the context of a Bezdin Shalmata. The Rambam brings it in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam goes through the first three prokim of Hilchas Tshuva. He's talking about all the, says the Rambam, Kol HaRishoyim, VeHaPoishim, VeHaMishumodim, SheChazru B'Tshuva, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim. The Rambam brings this as a halach in Hilchas Tshuva. It's not a gay of Bezdin Shalmata. It's Negei of Bezdin Shalmailo. It's klar. Just read the Rambam. He's talking about all these Poshim. Now the emes is, he brings that Andres said that it's mestaber, that if Rashi said it's negei bezin shomaita, so it could be it's negei bezin shomaita as well. But for sure, said Rabbi Tiger in the Rambam, it's not even a question. It's true for bezin shomaita. He says, it's yitochin, maybe it's also true for bezin shomaita. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the guy is from Morin, who wrote, right, Agoyis on the side of the Sefer L'Davkei B'Tshuva, he says Shneim Emes. He was masking to the dick. It's Poshet. Shneim Emes. The Rambam is stomach held like Rashi, but for sure the Rambam's bringing it in Hilchas Tshuva, and if the Rambam's bringing it in Hilchas Tshuva, it's in the gay Hilchas Tshuva as well. In other words, this machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon and Reb Yeshua ben Karcha is really Allah in Hilchas Tshuva. It sounds like Reb Meir's Shita is that it's possible for a person to come to a matziv where he cannot do tshuva. Rav Yehuda says it depends. It depends on how you did the avera. Inami depends on how you're doing tshuva. And it's Rav Shimon and Rabbi Shulman Karcha. They come and they say, Benkach u benkach kruyim banim. So what's the kasha? Who wrote those words, Benkach u benkach kruyim banim? Right? This is plagiarism. Ramey is the one who came up with that nusach. He's the one who said, Benkach u benkach kruyim banim. Rav Shimon and Rabbi Shua ben Karcha are using Benkach u benkach and Ramey. That's not the kasha. Kasha, what to Ramey? Rameir is the one who says, Benkach u benkach kruyim banim. All of a sudden, over here, Rameir comes and he says, L'yachzer o'ilomis. Now, Bishlam, I mean, the way Rashi learns it goes, so Sheiches, two different Gemaras. One's Bezin Shalmaila, one is Bezin Shalmata. But the way the Rambam is L'chayra learning the Gemara, Rabbi Tigris Dik, and it's klar in the Rambam L'chayra. If that's the case, it's also Alach in Ilchas Tshuva. If it's Alach in Ilchas Tshuva, what's going on over here? Rameir says, Benkach u benkach kruyim banim. And over here, all of a sudden, he doesn't hold of Benkach u benkach. The Alach is, we'll accept it. Now, it's not the same thing, right? What's Rav Meir's Benkach u Benkach? Bonim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem. But then again, right, you also find that Klai Yisrael is referred to as Avadim. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, it depends. If If you behave like banim, you're banim. If you don't behave like banim, you're not going to be called banim. Rav Meir said, "Ben kachu, ben kachu, you're banim." Yidden are always, we're always banim l'Hashem alekeichem. But the way it's always interpreted is to understand that if it's ben kachu, ben kachu, you're banim, that means Hashem always has a hava towards us, and just like a father will always accept his son, the Eibush is always going to accept us, right? This is halachin ilchas tshuva, ben kachu, ben kachu, you're banim. Yet here, the way the Rambam learned this brisa here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, it's a pella. Here, Rav Meir holds that you can't do tshuva. He's not the one who says ben kachu, ben kach. It's Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon and Karcha that are telling Rav Meir ben kachu, ben kach, kriyim banim. You know, it's interesting. So who's Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Ba'ichar, right? Stam Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Ba'ichar. So Rav Shimon would hold in this brisa ben kachu, ben kach, kriyim banim, right? I think we understand that. Right? That's the schus of the Tana Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Karcha. Where's Rav Shimon Karcha come to ben kachu, ben kach? Truth is, who's Rav Shimon ben Karcha? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was Rabbi Akiva's son. Rabbi Akiva was a Karcha, he was a Kareach, and that's why his son Rabbi Yeshua, unflatteringly, which is why some Rishonim have a problem with this, was known as Rabbi Shua, the son of the Karcha. He was known as Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, according to many, is really Rabbi Akiva's son. We've mentioned over the years that Rav Meir, who held ben kachu, ben kach, kriyim banim, where did he come to his ben kachu, ben kach, kriyim banim? He got it because he was the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Akiva, ki yodua. But he got it from Rabbi Akiva. Where did Rabbi Akiva say ben kachu, ben kach, kriyim banim? So it's a Mishnah novice. Who are your oimers? Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv adam shenivr b'tzelem, chibi yesera noidasloi shenivr b'tzelem. Shenemar ki b'tzelem alikim osas adam. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banim lamakim. Chiba yisera noidas lehem shenikru banim lamakim. Shenema banim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. And we've spoken out in the past from the Arachayim HaKadosh. That the Arachayim HaKadosh said, what's this chiba yisera noidas lehem shenikru banim lamakim? Right, so a Shverim Mishnah. Yesterday we talked about a Shverim Mishnah in Idias. This is a Shverim Mishnah in office. Chiba yisera noidas lehem shenikru banim lamakim. Where do you see the chiba yisera? So the Arachayim HaKadosh said, because we know you could only tell a person mix Shvachay befanov. Shaloi befanov, you can say the ganze shvach. But lefanov, you can only say mixa shvachay. If the Yidden were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ni b'chayr Yisrael, b'anam atam l'Hashem alekeichem, that means it's mixa shvachay. It can't be the ganze shvach, because you're only allowed to say mixa shvachay befanov. So says the Archaim HaKadosh, Chaviv in Yisrael, shenik rubano l'amakim, says Rabbi Akiva. Abichib yisera, you see even more from the fact that it was noidaslam shenik rubano l'amakim. Because if they were told, that means it's only mixa shvachay. That means really we're much more than banim. The only word we can use to describe our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is banim, because we're limited in our asogas. So we say banim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. But if we were told we're called banim, it means it's mikzah shvachai. And really our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be even greater. That Rabbi Akiva's son, who hayayimer, this was margala bapume, right? The Rishonim said all the things that I mentioned in Pirkei Avos are not things that the Rishonim said one time. It's things that these Tanam used to always say. What's the raya? Shmuel HaKaten, who hayayimer, bin feyle vech al tismach. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech said it. So Kribeni Yoyna, it was margala bapume. That's what who hayayimer means. I mean, those are the taicha, the words. Who hayayimer. So who hayayimer, Rabbi Akiva, who used to say that Chaviv in Yisrael, shenik rubanu lamakim, Abichibi Yisrael, and daslam shenik rubanu lamakim, with the Knech of the Arachayim HaKadosh, that it's only Mikzah Shvachay, that his son Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that his son Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha should be the one that says Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. I think it's a Ha'ara that Rav Meir, who holds Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim in the Sugya of Kedushin Lamedvav and in all those Gemaras, all the Re, the way the Rambam's learning the Gemara, he have a Mefurish of Raisa where Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. I don't know about you. My world feels like it's shattering a little bit. What's going on? We have so much raid connecting Rav Meir to Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. We didn't even speak about all the Drushi type of raid on this Indian. Rav Meir is Ben Kachu Ben Kach. I don't know if it's Gematrias and Rosh Tevis. He have a Gemara. Rav Meir doesn't say it. He says, Faker, Glo Yachzer Elomis. It's Rav Shimon, Rav Shulman Karcha that say Ben Kachu Ben Kach. But Einzach I will tell you. Einzach I will, we could say. And that is, we paskin like Rav Meir, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, Kriyim Banim, and we paskin like Rav Shimon, Rav Yeshua, Ben Karcha, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, Mekablon Sam. How you miyashiv these two Rav Meirs, Psadayin Tzorechim? Obe Einzach, was Einzach, listen, is Einzach. Doesn't change the rate. Because the halach is like Rav Meir, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, Kriyim Banim. Halach is like Rav Yeshua, Ben Karcha, that was the theme of the daf. Halach is Rav Yeshua, Ben Karcha, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, Mekablon Oysan. In other words, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, whether we understand Rav Meir or don't understand Rav Meir, whether we're handling, whether it's Kriyim Banim, or whether we're handling, could we do tshuva? Whether you learn the sugya like Rashi, or you learn the sugya like the Rambam, benkach u'benkach, we're good. We're good because we're always Kriyim Banim. Doesn't matter what the matzav is, we're Kriyim Banim. And not only are we always Kriyim Banim, we're always much, much more than Banim. Banim is always mikzah shvachay. Doesn't matter how low a yid falls. Doesn't matter what his matzav is, how gone he is in whatever ruchnius diga inyan. It's irrelevant. The reality is, benkach u'benkach u'benkach u'benkach. The halacha is Kriyim Banim. And by the way, just to bring out even more, it's a chiddush in the Rishonim we pass like Rameir, benkach u'benkach, Kriyim Banim. We always talk about that. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. It's based on the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Ramah brings in the Chsaveis. It's a chiddush that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchov. That's the Gemara, halacha, koisa azog. It's really a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon, we never pass like Rabbi Shimon. It's a chiddush that we would pass Rabbi Yehuda ben Karchov. But in both of these sugyas, even though in Kol Yashas it's a chiddush, but at the end of the day, benkach u'benkach, we're good because we know that we have a Tata in Shamayim that loves us regardless. Obviously, we have to behave a certain way, but at the same time, benkach u'benkach, Kriyim Banim.